I have this dream, and it's just a dream, it'll never happen, of meeting some of the engineers and people who designed the things that I have to use sometimes. Why? Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but boy, sometimes the way things are designed don't work out quite right. Let's discuss it right now. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life, and this is Ira Hall, and I have a dream. I don't remember the first time I had this dream. These are, of course, not dreams you have when you're asleep. These are the fantasies of an awake mind. I don't remember the first time, but I can tell you one of the many times that stands out vividly, even all these years later. We have four children. And so when you get that first child, one of the rites of passages of the first child, unless you were a babysitter or an uncle or an aunt that had to do it, one of the first passages for me was installing the car seat in the car. And I was all excited. You know, because it's, you're like, oh, I'm putting in a car seat because we have a baby and we're going to be parents And this is going to be so exciting. And we have the latch system, which if you are unfamiliar with it, it's spelled with all caps, LATCH, latch system. And it's meant to make car seats more secure and also to improve their installability, because the car seat comes with these hooks and then the car comes with these latch points, and you just latch the thing in and cinch up the belts and you're done, and it's secure and it's tight and it's right bolted to the frame and you're good to go. And then I tried to do it, and well, that's where we get into my dream. So picture this. I don't remember if I was home or if I was in the hospital parking lot. I mean, I don't remember if I did this ahead of time. I think I did. I think I did it ahead of time. I think I did it at home before the baby came. But regardless, I went out to the car with this idea of this is going to be easy and simple, because the latch system is designed to be easy and simple and to be the best way to do this. And I worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And of course, first I had to find the latches, but there was little marks on the seat to show where they are. But that doesn't mean when you reached in that you could easily find them. And the seat is bolted in as well, obviously, and the seat's not supposed to just fly out. As far as the car seat that came, not the kid's car seat, but the human cushions there. Long story short, it was neither easy nor simple. It was awful. To the point that I didn't end up using the latch system. I had to use the buckle that they sent with as the backup method of just putting this locking clip on the seat belt that would hold the seat belt so that it wouldn't extend. And yeah. And that's when I had my fantasy. And my fantasy was that the person who designed this system for this car, the person who had made the decision of where those clamps would go and how the car would fit together, would suddenly be with me and would put the car seat in for me. And when they couldn't do it either, or couldn't do it easily, when they spent 45 minutes doing what was supposed to be a 5-minute job, and sweating and bruised knuckles, and that then they would probably do, I think in my fantasy, do two things. One, they would apologize to me. And two, they would go back to their job, and they would go back to the very literal drawing board and fix it and redesign it. And I've had that fantasy in many different similar ways again and again, because things are sometimes designed in such a way that you're like, oh my word, did you ever think about how this was going to be used? I mean, that's a great feature, but the way it's designed makes it not work well, or makes it hard to implement. And you just, I wish the engineer would be that designed this, or the person who executed this would be here. I want to see them do it. And there was actually, I guess, I've never seen it, I've just heard of it, Michael Moore. He's a filmmaker. He's made a lot of different films that some people like and some people really hate. He's a little more to the liberal side. But my understanding is he made a movie back now probably a long time ago, where he did try to get like different CEOs, not the designers necessarily, I don't think, but like people in the company to use the product and watch them struggle. And of course, then a show I really liked that used to be on, and I think it's still on streaming somewhere, is Undercover Boss, where the boss would work in his own organization and learn about kind of what it's like on the ground. And that was a neat show for a lot of different reasons, but one thing that was very satisfying is watching the guy who makes the decisions now having to live with what it's like on the ground. And when it comes to designs, you're like, oh man, I wish. So that brings up two things for us to think about and discuss today. And the first is that God, as a designer, actually did that. It's like an episode of Undercover Boss. God created the world. He created us. And as things went really bad, he comes, he doesn't just say, well, you know, you should fix that. He comes down and he doesn't just even just come down. He comes down and he lives among us as one of us, and not even as a successful one of us. He gets right on the ground and does it. And what does he do? Well, he does poverty. He does suffering. He does torture and death. He deals with all the really hardest things that a human might have to deal with. In fact, the stuff that Jesus dealt with, a lot of that stuff I've never had to deal with. I've never had to deal with going hungry. He went 40 days. I've never gone 40 days without eating. I have been betrayed by friends before, but not betrayed to the authorities who want to kill me. I've just had my feelings hurt. And so, in one sense, Jesus actually comes and he tries to be part of the solution. He doesn't try to be part of the solution. He is part of the solution. But he comes alongside. So he fulfills that fantasy, in that he does show up and install the car seat and say, yeah, that was hard. But then there's another thing that we also really have to realize and include in our discussion about this and our thought about this is, and it probably, I don't know, because I don't work for a big company and I don't design things for a living, but I'm guessing that this does have a human parallel to a point, in that if that designer did show up and I say, you know, if I, you know, I got my genie, I said, genie, bring me the designer of this system, and poof, there's Edward, and he's the designer of the system. And he goes, hi, I'm Edward. Why am I in your driveway? And I'm like, because my genie just brought you here because I'm trying to install a car seat in the car you designed, and it's awful. And as he starts doing it, and as he starts banging his knuckles and unable to find the latches and unable to have room to latch onto him and all this stuff, and he goes, this isn't how I designed it. They didn't follow my plan. The way it was executed by the builders doesn't follow the design. Oh. So the problem isn't the designer, the problem is the people who executed it. And that is a great picture of what we're dealing with in our world today. A lot of people look at the world and they look at the injustice. They look at the inequality and the poverty and the suffering and the wars and the corruption in high places and all that and the injustice. And they go, God, what are you doing? Or they say, if there was a good and just God, a loving God, it wouldn't be like this. Therefore, there isn't one. Kind of like me going, that designer, whoever he is a complete moron. He's a complete idiot. When the truth is, no, the design isn't the problem, it's the execution. And if you look at our world, and then you look at what the designer, because the designer didn't just design us, he didn't just create us, he also then gave us a manual. And it's not just a user manual, it's not just, here's tips. It's actually him saying, I want to tell you about me and you. I'm going to give you a manual that is our story of how you and I work together to do good things. And you look at what God designed, and then you look what we do with it, and you'll say, oh, this is not a problem with the designer. This is a problem with the builders. And who built this world? Well, we did. God created it, but then he handed it over to us. You look and read Genesis 2, and he said, all right, he gave the earth to man and said, all right, now have dominion. Rule over this. And man promptly began to build his empire, build his world, and he actually, we immediately started doing it our way, and by the time you hit Genesis chapter 3, man is already doing it his way, not God's way. He said, oh, this way is better. God said, don't eat of that tree, it's not good. And Eve looked at it and went, oh no, that looks really good. And so we decided that we knew what was good better than God knew what was good, and we've been doing that ever since. And then we say, man, why is this so hard? And why, when I try to do a good thing, I get my knuckles banged up, and it shouldn't be this hard. And God's like, well, no, it shouldn't be, but you didn't follow my design. This is not what I laid out for you. Look again at what I told you, and I would have done it with you if you'd let me. And so then sometimes we're fond of saying, well, man, God's ways are so backwards to ours. And they certainly seem backwards. But God's ways are not backwards. Ours are. My children, sometimes, they think I'm the problem because they don't understand. I'm trying to help them do good. And they don't understand that good does not include eating whatever you want, whenever you want, and going to bed whenever you want, and treating your siblings however you want. No, that's not good, and in the long run, it won't be good for you. But they say, oh, Dad, you're wrong. You're hurting my feelings. I want to hit my brother. He's annoying me. And when you tell me no, you hurt my feelings. You are not good. Boy. So maybe my fantasy is a little misplaced. I don't know. I probably will still have it the next time I try to use a tool that doesn't work right or use a device that is designed poorly. I'm going to, again, wish for the designer to show up. But as you look at the world, realize that this is the world we built. And if things seem backwards, it's because we built them backwards. And the solution is to get back in touch with the designer, because he really does want to help.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.